I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and welcome to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Kendra Petroni, and today we are talking with Carolina Martinez. She's the wife of Red Sox Hall of Famer Pedro Martinez. Together, they have invested a great deal of time and resources into improving the lives of vulnerable children and adolescents, both in the Dominican Republic and here in the United States, through the Pedro Martinez Foundation. The foundation, by the way, has impacted more than 100,000 children and their families in the Dominican Republic and the United States. The sixth annual Pedro Martinez Gala is happening this Friday, November 11th, at the Mandarin Hotel in Boston. And we're so thrilled to talk with Carolina about the event and the amazing work that she's doing with their foundation to improve so many children's lives. Good morning, Carolina. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kendra. Thank you so much for having me. We're so excited about this time of year because there's a lot going on.
I bet you are. You know, I remember we had you in studio about maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and you told us how that you would listen to Bedtime Magic when you and Pedro were just dating because you went to BC. And so we kind of like to pretend that maybe we were a part of the matchmaking when you were dating here
in
Magic.
Yes, you were for sure, because I know those songs really connected us during that time we were dating.
I love it. So the Pedro Martinez Foundation was started in the late 90s. So tell us about the foundation's mission, why it was started, and the kids and the families that you mainly serve.
Well, we like to give back. We know where we came from. We know what the opportunities we have received here in the United States. And we want to be able to open doors for kids back home. But also serve as an example of how when you do things right, God can open doors for you here in the United States, especially for the youth, that needs a lot of encouragement, especially right now, in the midst of so much, you know, confusion, violence. I think it's even more relevant now that we continue to do what we do with the kids and teens and their families, because you know what? It really doesn't matter right now whether a kid lives in a poor neighborhood or a wealthy complex. The way that the world is going, you know, violence and confusion and deceit, it's just reaching all of our youth. So we believe even more now our mission is more relevant, it's more needed, and we're willing to take on that commitment and continue to do so through the Pedro Martinez Foundation.
You know, I think a lot of us take for granted the fact that, you know, if our kids have cavities or if they have a sprained ankle, we can simply, you know, take them to the doctor and it'll be fine. But I know for a lot of these families that you serve, they have no medical or dental care. And I know that's just one of the many focal points that you and Pedro are hoping to improve with the foundation. And it's not just medical, you know, emotional needs as well. Can you share a little bit about, you know, what these families go through and what their experience has been like?
Oh, yeah. Just like you explained it perfectly, you know, in third world countries, there's a big challenge in terms of health services and the regular rights that the kids are supposed to have no matter where they're born. And, you know, simple things like just dental hygiene, going to the dentist to get a regular basic cleaning are things that are a luxury in our country. So what we do in our community center is that every month we put together these medical drives, and most of the kids of the community can come and get a dental hygiene, checkup. They can get a basic pediatric checkup by official, accredited doctors that voluntarily give their time at the community center. Nutrition, it's such a basic part, and so many kids are, down in their levels in terms of vitamin D and basic things that all human beings should have. So, we have made it a point as part of our program to make sure that the kids get those things covered, that a lot of the families don't have the insurances, they don't have the basic copay to go and get those things done. And it's been really successful so far. And, we're just happy to be adding value to the lives of the kids around us.
And you mentioned the community center, and I was going to ask about that next. It's such an extraordinary opportunity for these kids. You have multiple classrooms. We just touched a little bit on the medical needs that you provide. There's a playground, volleyball, basketball court, computer lab, kitchen. You offer so many opportunities for them. Opportunities, yes, for medical and emotional assistance, but also, an opportunity to grow, to learn, to be educated, to become entrepreneurs. Why is that so important for you to offer that to them?
For us, it's important because if you don't offer those spaces for kids and teenagers as they're growing up, they're going to fill their time with other things that are not productive. Sports, it's a big part of a kid's, recreational and just athletic development and just development in general. They learn how to be team players. They know how to submit to authority. They know how to have a structure in place. They have practice at a certain hour. So for us to be able to open that space at a community center and to have the kids, doing things that will just make them tired. So when they go back home, they don't have a lot of energy to be, inventing with other things, even just browsing through social media. It's important because what you're doing is you're filling their space with productive activities, and they don't have any other space to be doing bad things.
Right.
As simple as it sounds.
I have three young children under 12, and I think when they're not in school or when it's summertime, they're doing mischievous things. During the school year, they're occupied, they're satisfied, and you're right, they are exhausted, but that's okay. That's a good exhaustion. That's what we want.
That is an exhaustion.
Yes.
Because, for example, here in the States, you can find a recreational playground anytime, anywhere, a few miles away from home. That's not the case in the Dominican.
Right.
A lot of the kids just wander around. They just go, walking and just doing things that are not good for them. So when you offer a space where they feel safe, where they feel secure, where they feel they can be kids, they're not exposed to dangers, they're not exposed to gangs coming and seducing them, it's really an oasis in the wilderness because that you don't find that in the Dominican.
And I know that you've been working on building a charter school in the Dominican Republic. How's that going? And what goes into building a school? What's that process like?
It's going well. We have been blessed enough to have the support of this president and this term. We were able to, go through a very tedious process of meetings, just work sessions in the last 4 years with the Ministry of Education in the Dominican Republic, the Ministry of Public Works, because it's a big endeavor, and it implies a lot of different parts besides us as the foundation, because this is a public-private partnership with the government. Because there's no other way we would be able to do this as a private endeavor. So it has taken a lot of meetings, a lot of teams. Right now, they are on the finishing stages of the foundational work in terms of construction, so then start building the actual buildings. But the good thing is that we have been approved by the government the building of the construction of 14 buildings.
Wow.
And that's unheard of.
That's great.
Because this is the first charter school that it's going to be a sports complex in the Dominican Republic.
That's amazing.
So it's going to really impulse this high school sports, that which is not so common in the Dominican. Most mm-hmm. of the athletes that we have, you know, they basically make themselves or they come from scratch.
Yep.
Just because we don't, you know, we don't have that in place in terms of, you know, high school sports and middle school sports and following up, you know, an athlete and their path and their journey. It's mostly like, you know, they make themselves. They do it on their own, even baseball players.
Right.
Which is really contradictory because we have so many
right.
superb baseball players. But at the same time, when you go back and you look at the country, there's not a program in place, like an official program
right.
of baseball development, which doesn't make a lot of sense. But hopefully with
you're
this
starting
first
it.
Project,
yeah.
Yeah, with
you're creating
first project,
it.
We, exactly. We're going to be able to set a standard for that.
And that's so interesting because, yeah, I'm thinking about it, you know, I living here in Massachusetts my whole life, you know, there were things like Pop Warner, if it were football, or Little League for baseball. And you're right, there were organized programs set up
exactly.
so that if you were interested in or you were good enough to play a sport or do something, there was a way for you to learn
yeah,
and train.
And
yeah.
Yep.
So you're mm-hmm. starting it, though. It's got to start somewhere, and you guys are doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You know, there are so many programs that you offer through the Pedro Martinez Foundation. I want to talk about the Sponsor a Child program, because I was looking on your website, and it's PedroMartinezFoundation.com, by the way, for anyone listening. And I saw that you have a lot of different levels of how people can donate and directly help a child in need. Tell us about Sponsor a Child and how our listeners can get involved.
Yeah, we have worked a great deal of time just trying to make it as simple as possible for a donor outside of the Dominican to understand the different needs back home,
yeah.
just because, you know, it can be overwhelming when you look at it.
Sure.
You say, well, but, you know, this kid has this health condition, but they also don't have running water in their home. But they also, you know, it's a single family household with five kids, like, how can I direct my help since there's so many needs? So the Sponsor a Child program, what it does is it allows you to look at what the kid needs, like an individual kid needs, and then you can choose which package you want to support for that specific kid.
And we'll put a link up on
yeah.
our website as well, too, right on magic1067.com, so you can click that link and we'll link you right over to the foundation if you do want to help, for sure.
Yeah, we just give like a little profile of the kid, you know, how they live. We take pictures of their home so that people can connect and say, wow,
yeah.
You know, I really want to support this kid on a monthly basis. I really want to increase how much I want to give, or I'll just take this part. So we try to make it as simple as possible to be understood.
Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7, and we've been talking with Carolina Martinez, along with her husband, Hall of Famer, and beloved Red Sox player, Pedro Martinez. They run the Pedro Martinez Foundation. The foundation has impacted more than 100,000 children and their families in the Dominican Republic and here in the United States. The 6th annual Pedro Martinez Gala is happening this Friday, November 11th, right at the Mandarin Hotel in Boston. It's really an incredible chance for you to party with some of your favorite celebrities while contributing to an amazing cause. Let's get back to our conversation. So the gala is coming up. It's this Friday, November 11th from 6 to 10 at the beautiful Mandarin Hotel. And it's always a fun night, all for a fabulous cause. Tell us about the event, what guests can expect. I know there's a silent and live auction, but tell us anything you can about the event.
Yeah, it's always a special night, you know, because we... Like you said, it's fun. It's different types of elements throughout the night. This year we're going to have, we always have like an entertainment piece. We're going to have a stand-up comedy, Alex Edelman, I think it's his last name. Young kid from Massachusetts. He used to be an intern for the Red Sox, actually. And it's going to be a great add-on to the program that night. We always have our usual, you know, baseball celebrities that come and support the event. We try to engage the young players of Latin America and mm-hmm. the States, too, just to become, you know, encouraged and excited about doing this, the same type of commitments back to their community. We have great dinner plates. We have a great fun time with music. And it's just an amazing night where people, I think, you know, whatever they give, invest in a ticket or an item. The most important thing is that they're going to be changing a life of somebody that they might not know, but that is going to thank them forever. So, you know, we always have a great support and a great response from the people back in Boston, and we're grateful for it.
And tickets, by the way, if anyone's listening and they want to get tickets, we will also put a link for that as well. But you can find tickets at PedroMartinezFoundation.com. Of course, we'll link people over as well. I don't want to forget to mention that you have a team running in the Boston Marathon in April, which is really cool. How many years have you guys had a team running? And can people join your team still? Is it still open to register?
I believe so. If they go on the website, I believe there's a date there for the deadline. But yeah, we have been having it now for, I believe this is going to be our fifth year.
Wow.
And it's really exciting because it's, you know, the Boston Marathon is one of the biggest ones in the States and world renowned.
Right.
So when we were offered bids for runners, we got really excited because it's an easy way for people to get engaged in the foundation, but also to raise funds. And, you know, we always have a little get together with the runners, get to know them, their stories, and they get connected to the organization. So it's also a really exciting event.
Of course, we have to mention that Red Sox kind of had a disappointing season, but I wonder if you guys still watch the games. I mean, do you and Pedro still watch, and are you still kind of interested in what's going on in the league?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Pedro he stays in touch with everybody over there, especially since, you know, he does have a role in the front office and helping with player development and, you know, Alex Cora is his buddy, so they always chat and talk about, you know, what can be done differently, what can improve the team. So absolutely, we keep up with the Red Sox. It's part of our life.
I'm sure. No, I know that. I can see. You know, and you've mm-hmm. done so much with the foundation. Is there anything that you haven't accomplished that you would like to have done? Something that, you know, has been an ultimate hope and goal? Something that you would like to see happen in the next maybe 5 years?
You know, one thing that we really want to do, and we were going to start that before COVID hit, it's having a little bit more presence with the youth in Boston, like with the local schools, the local communities, especially now. Like I was saying in the beginning, after COVID, you know, our youth is being so challenged.
Yeah.
Just to even engage and go back to normal interaction. It's amazing the reports that we've heard of how affected they were in this 2 years of lockdown, and how much they're struggling to get back to normal life. So I think looking down the road, one of our short goals is to be able to just engage a little bit more with the youth in the States. We are already really engaged with the youth in Dominican. But we were longing to do that before COVID hit, and I think now we're going to be more committed. And not only me and Pedro, but our team, you know, just being mentors. Maybe the needs here are not financial in the United States as they are in the Dominican. It's more from a mentorship perspective, just being there for the kids. So I think that's one of the goals of the foundation, to be able to accomplish that.
And I think you're right. I think after these last 2 years, it was the social impact that really was devastating to so many kids, even my own children. You know, that eye-to-eye contact, that looking up and saying hello to somebody and just interacting with people in a store. I mean, just the basic day-to-day things were lost. And 2 years is a long time, right, for us as adults. But imagine a kid that's growing and learning. It was really devastating. And you guys have done such a great job at getting kids out there, physical activity, and connecting them in all the different ways, you know, not just educational, not just medical, but every aspect. And I think you're doing such a great job, and I know you'll accomplish that in the future, because you're already on that path. You're already there.
Yeah, no, you know? And we were created to be in community.
Right.
To live in community. So I think probably for us as adults, it wasn't such a big deal, and it still was. But when you hear the reports of psychologists, teachers, orientators, like, hey, we're struggling with our students.
Yeah.
They're not engaging. They're not motivated. It's really like, wow. Okay. Yeah. So we need to do something about it. Yeah. That's definitely something we want to really get involved in.
You know, with all that you do for others, is there anyone in your life that has made an impact on you? Somebody that inspires and encourages you every day?
Honestly, I connect myself to the Lord, to Jesus Christ and everything he came to do. And he is my everyday motivation.
Yeah.
He's been the leader of leaders, and, you know, I engage in the word of God. And, when I read his character, when I read how focused he was on his mission, that's exactly what I try to imitate, every day, and not forget, what I was sent, you know, and created to do here. Mm-hmm. And I think what we do through the Paige Martinez Foundation is part of a God assigned mission. So he's definitely my leader every day and my motivation.
Well, and I think you're doing a fabulous job. I mean, you don't need me to tell you that, but I am so grateful. I know a lot of people here in Boston, we love you. We love Pedro. You are, I mean, we kind of say you're our family. You kind of are with us all the way.
And, you guys have been great.
And
yeah,
we love
you.
You
guys have been great at promoting, you know, just, I can hear the excitement when I speak to you, when I go to the studio, about when you guys talk about what we do. And that comes out as an honest thing, not as a radio.
No, it's real.
DJ thing. It's real. So we are really grateful for you guys and all the support. And we just love Magic 106.7. It's like a little, you know, to me and Pager, it's like a reminder of our beginnings.
I love it. Oh, I love it. And we're almost out of time. I just have to ask you this one question. It's kind of a personal question I have to ask, because my daughter is trying out she plays volleyball. And I know you were an excellent Division I volleyball player, and she just got a call back for tryouts. And I was looking for any help, because this is my first go around. She's 12 as a mom of a child in a sport.
So
any advice you have for my future volleyball player, I will take it, because I don't know what to expect.
Hey, hard work pays off.
That's right.
Hard work pays off. So if she's committed to her work, if she's enjoying what she does, I remember when I was that age, I just loved and enjoyed playing volleyball.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't need any motivation.
She loves it.
I would just quickly do my homework from when I was back from school to head over to the court.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, as long as she loves what she's doing, the hard work is just going to come in by default.
That's great.
And, you know, the support of mom, it's so important. My mom, she was the Uber driver. She was a cheerleader.
Oh, yeah.
She would take me. She would take the entire team to all of our different matchups.
Oh, yeah, that'll be me.
Have a school bus.
Thank you so much for always being so gracious to us here in Boston and for really all that you do for everybody in so many communities. I mean, what you're doing with the Pedro Martinez Foundation is just amazing. And for all of you listening, you can go to PedroMartinezFoundation.com for more info and for any way that you'd like to donate and get more involved. We'll put a link up on Magic1067.com. Carolina Martinez, thank you so much for being in the spotlight today on Exceptional Women. We love having you, and you are welcome back anytime.
Thank you, Kendra. Thank you for connecting with me. Thank you for the time, and thank you for supporting what we do. We bless you guys, and hopefully we'll see you at the gala.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Blessings, and say hi to your daughter.
Oh, I will. I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my love.
Thank you again to Carolina Martinez for being in the spotlight today on Exceptional Women. You know, we talk with celebrities and CEOs, but we also want to hear from your neighbors, your coworkers, and your friends who are quietly making an impact in their communities. Go to magic1067.com and email us if you have someone you'd like us to feature on the show. And you can find us on Instagram at sue.tab and at Kendra the Entertainer. We love hearing from you, and be sure to join us every Sunday morning for another edition of Exceptional Women. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh, oh.